heard about the power of television? The case that shared events on TV have had an enormous impact on society at large, for good or ill. Anti-smoking campaigns, celebrity careers made in a single TV moment, news footage of famine generating an outpouring of millions in aid, dramatic TV images causing people to make a decision they might not have made, but for the small screen. Well, how about low-key entertainment like this? Basic cable reality TV, changing the world?
Keeping the baby will be really expensive, especially if my mom kicks me out of the house. So, even though I'm almost 9 months pregnant, I walk a mile to my job just to earn a minimum wage paycheck. But I'm not sure if that will be enough to support a baby. So I need to talk to Matt about all this. But he's been really flaky lately.
That's from the MTV series 16 and Pregnant. Each week, a tough, upbeat teen mom deals with an event that can't help but to transform her life and the lives of those around her, the birth of a baby.
You know, you're still in high school and you're talking a baby, a new house. Do you know how much responsibility that is? How are you going to work? Is Colin going to be able to afford that alone?
Yeah, for right now. He's talking about rejoining the Army, which is really good money.
Yeah, it's really good money, but he's going to be gone.
No, he's not.
They can get called up at any time.
As many as 3 million viewers tune in to that show and its spinoff, Teen Mom, 16 and Pregnant. Does this show encourage a kind of teen mom bonding for sexually active kids? Does it give permission for more babies born to teens? Or is it a series of cautionary tales encouraging more thoughtful behavior on the part of young girls? The producers of 16 and Pregnant may not need to be terribly interested in that question, but economist Melissa Kearney decided to try and answer the question. She co-authored a study looking at viewing records, Nielsen ratings, and birth rates, and discovered that the show and its spinoff may have prevented more than 20,000 births to teenage mothers in 2010. Kearney is a professor at the University of Maryland, director of the Hamilton Project at the Brookings Institution. She joins us now from Washington, D.C. Melissa, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
How can you be sure this TV show prevented 20,000 births and didn't encourage 120,000 more?
That's the key question. So it could have gone either way, as you posed the question. We didn't know the way this particular media portrayal of teen pregnancy was going to resonate with teens. But what my co-author Phil Levine and I did was use pretty sophisticated statistical analyses that economists use to really get to the bottom of causal relationships in data. So we worked very hard to relate viewership of this show to subsequent trends in teen childbearing. And the way we've done this is to look across markets in the USA and look in the places where more teens were watching this show. How did subsequent trends in teen childbearing relate to that viewership? And what we find is that in places where more teens are watching MTV, we see larger decreases in rates of teen childbearing. So this was pretty compelling evidence. And we match it up with Google search and Twitter data as well to try and figure out what were teens thinking when they watched the show. And that confirmed for us what we were seeing in terms of the birth data. And so what we found in the Google and Twitter data was that when this show aired, and then in the next day, we see large spikes in searches on Google for how to get birth control. And on Twitter data, we see large spikes, again, co-timed with when the show was on the air, in people tweeting things about 16 and Pregnant and birth control. And in fact, those increase in searches and tweets correspond to the places where more young adults are watching MTV.
Absolutely fascinating. We're talking with Melissa Kearney, who's a professor of economics at the University of Maryland. Let's bring into the conversation Devin Broyles, whose voice you heard there in the introduction, talking to her mom, one of the stars of MTV's 16 and Pregnant. Devin, welcome.
Welcome. How are y'all doing?
Great. How old are you right now?
I'm 19.
And how old is your baby?
He's 2.
And what were the circumstances of you getting involved with this show? I mean, you got paid, right?
Yeah, we get paid. And a lot of people, I see a lot of people tweeting and saying things about, oh, well, they get pregnant just to be on the show and just to get paid. Well, my circumstance wasn't like that. Those weren't my intentions. But we only get paid $2,500 for a show. So it's not as much as people think.
All right. Well, no, that's great to hear you say that. Now, How do you feel about the possibility that people look at your story and the story of young women like yours on the show and decide, I never want to end up like that? Are you clear? Is your message, don't do what I did, or is it more complicated than that?
I wanted people to, like, see the reality of it, to, like, get the message out there. Like, it's not easy. Like, I see young girls, and they're talking about getting pregnant, and it's just, it's not what people, like, portray it, I guess, and that's what the show kind of, like, shows.
So would you advise a 16-year-old to do what you've done or not?
No, I would, like, if I could prevent one pregnancy, that would be amazing, because it is not easy being a teen parent.
You've done more than one. Let me just ask you a couple of personal questions. Is your baby's dad still in the picture?
Yes.
All right, so you're lucky in that sense.
Yes.
Compared to a lot of the stories. And yes. How are you financially?
Good. I mean, we have split custody, but we're not together. He gets him 1 week, and I get him another week, and that's how we decided to do it, which we thought was best for Landon, because he loves his dad and he loves me.
And your mom, is she full of I told you so's?
Yeah. Yes.
Really? Oh, God. Sorry, Mom, if you're listening. Melissa Kearney, is this social science that's taking place as a result of this entertainment show encountering kids watching TV?
Well, we know from the Nielsen ratings data that this show is wildly popular. Lots of people are watching this. And so, Devin, I applaud you. You're very brave and gracious to share your story. And it does certainly seem to have resonated with teenagers who might have become teen parents. If it were the case that only people who would never become teen moms watch this show, it wouldn't have had such an impact. Or if the stories and the characters in the show didn't relate to people watching it, it wouldn't have had such an impact.
Any way to estimate what impact on the national teen birth rate is from this show?
Yes. So that's what we've worked very hard to do. And the data suggests that this show has led to a 5.7% reduction in teen births in the 18 months after it first aired in June 2009. So that is a very large effect, but I also want to emphasize that it's a plausible effect. So we know over this period since the show aired, starting in 2009, there was a steep rate of decline off of just an ongoing trend. And we attribute a half of that steepness to the Great Recession. Births respond to economic conditions, and that's true of non-teen births and teen births. When it's harder to get a job to support your family, fewer people have babies. But, and then this is a third. This show accounts for a third of the decline.
Devin, did those numbers surprise you?
Yes, because I see just so many people talking about how we're stupid for being on the show. The show is stupid. It's never going to prevent anybody from getting pregnant. So, yeah, it's awesome.
Well, it makes you feel good, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, Devin, have a great day today.
All right. Thank you. You too.
Devin Broyles, mother of a 2-year-old. What's your 2-year-old's name?
Landon.
Landon, mother of Landon, one of the young women featured on MTV's 16 and Pregnant. And Melissa Kearney is a professor of economics at the University of Maryland, director of the Hamilton Project, a research group at the Brookings Institution. Melissa, thanks.
Thanks so much.
Catch up on that conversation or listen back to anything on the show, especially that conversation. Check us out at thetakeaway.org. Thanks so much for listening. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
The Takeaway is supported by the Henry Luce Foundation for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia, and the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable developments in communities across the country.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.